One is prohibited to cut his hair or his fingernails. This is a malacha. This is done with a kli, and in certain circumstances, even the adoraita, told of goyzes to remove parts that are growing out of the body. It's like if it's to shear the wool off a sheep, it's also hair that goes out of human beings. There's a discussion whether it's considered a malacha shein tzri for the gufa. Because the case of the wool, you're doing it to use the wool. Hair generally, you're not doing it to use the hair and the fingernails. So, there's the opinion of the Ramban at home, and since you're doing it to make your body look better, it's a derisa. In any event, it is definitely something one should not do in any fashion. If a person has habits of chewing his fingernails, he should deal with it, because it generally brings him to chil shabbos. Also, playing around with hair too much can cause it also. They're all kinds of people that never touch the hair the whole week, so they should make sure they don't do anything on Shabbos. The chayv al shtei tzaras, if he cuts two hairs, then he gets the death penalty. One hair is in the right to also cut his shear. That's what Bishop Rapaskins is a discussion. They say that love is to have a certain shear, a certain amount, even the less than the amount is in the right. A woman who forgot to cut her fingernail, or going to the mikveh, I'm going to go and say she should ask a goy to do it for her. If there's no goy around, ask a shayla.